I don't know if you noticed it, but there was an extremely beautiful phrase in the collect of this Holy Mass, the opening prayer, because in it, the priest asks God that through this Lent, which we are just beginning, it's only a few days old, through this Lent and the observances of this Lent, we may grow in understanding of the riches hidden in Christ. In one phrase, the church manages to distill the heart of Lent. All of the penances, all of the fasting, all of the almsgiving, all of the prayer, all of the resolutions we make in Lent should point towards rediscovering, or possibly even discovering for the first time, the immensity of the riches contained in the person of Jesus Christ. There is our goal for this season. I spent many of my early years in Cornwall. Cornwall is a desperately poor county by English standards. Cornwall has little industry, apart now from tourism. It used to have a lot of fishing and a lot of mining for tin. And it strikes me, thinking about how Cornwall has always been very poor, but for a time it was a magnet for industry because man discovered the vast riches that were contained in the hard granite of that county, duchy, and set to work digging it out. If you've tried slicing through granite, you'll know you have to be extremely determined to try to gain anything from it. It's extremely hard rock. But so determined was man to get the riches of tin that mines sprang up all over the tinny areas of the duchy. And in spite of all the difficulty, every effort was made to extract what man wanted. Man is capable of enormous effort, tremendous ingenuity, great technological achievement, if the goal he is after is that important to him. It's a tribute to man's determination. What can be his single-mindedness when he realizes there are riches at stake? Man expends enormous effort to gain those riches. Lent is given to us to rediscover the riches in Christ. When we realize how great those are, we will work to gain them as industriously, as single-mindedly, as those miners of the 18th and 19th centuries, in particular, in Cornwall. The tragedy for us is that we may not realize how great are the riches of our Lord. And the gospel so delicately, so quickly refers to them that we've just heard. Our Lord goes into the wilderness and is tempted by Satan for 40 days. And here are the riches of Christ in that period of intense temptation. It's not as though he wasn't tempted for the rest of his life. It's not what St. Mark is talking about. This is the most intense period of sustained spiritual assault on the God-man. There is nothing apart from himself facing these terrible temptations of the human person. We all experience them, and our Lord experienced, as the scriptures teach us, the temptations that we face. And the riches of our Lord are revealed in his response to them, which is an absolute, unconditional no, ever, to the temptations to which you and I are prone. There is the strength of our Savior Jesus Christ, where you and I find we fall again and again. When we are tempted to pride, or when we are tempted to greed, or avarice, or sloth, or lust, or cruelty, on and on they go. In the face of those temptations, we find we weaken. We find we can be so open to those temptations. The riches of our Lord are revealed in his human nature as he says to the devil, never. And he follows through with that. For the human being struggling, knowing what is good and yet struggling to accomplish that, to discover the riches of our Lord, the power of the presence of the Holy Spirit within Christ himself, his deep love for his heavenly Father, to discover that that is strong enough at work in him to give that definitive answer to sin that we would long for, to release us from the suffering that we endure day in and day out as a direct consequence of our own sins and of the sins of our brothers and our sisters that affect us. That heartache we know from within. It's a loneliness. It's a loneliness for God, if only we knew it, which we try to fill with other things. And therein lies the path to our sins. The riches of Christ are offered to the humble, contrite heart. You and I cannot resist temptation on our own. We know it because we have tried it so many times and come back to holy confession so many times. We know that we are poor in that regard. And now at the beginning of Lent, the whole church throughout the world prays that beautiful prayer that we may, through our Lenten observances, grow in understanding of those riches that are hidden in our Lord. It is my prayer for this parish to discover the riches hidden in Christ and to make for them. Again, that image of the sheer determined industry in the face of great danger that we can witness the last remnants of in the Duchy of Cornwall with the now empty mine houses dotted throughout the duchy. That we should go after Christ with as much dedication, that we should see the riches that he offers so dramatically displayed in his own intense encounter with temptation, with everything that the devil could throw at a human being. To discover in our Lord those riches and to seek them, to ask for them, to be blessed with the same presence of the Holy Spirit as he enjoyed, that he welcomed in his own soul, to love God the Father with the same absolute devotion that the God-man, Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, loved his divine Father. These are the riches hidden in our Lord. And we are starting out in this season with the goal of understanding those riches more fully. My brothers and sisters, in your prayers this Lent, in your penances this Lent, in your almsgiving, in your generosity to the poor, pursue Christ. Pursue the strength that he desires you to have, but which he cannot make you receive. Only the heart, the soul that desires him finds that he is already present. Desire from the Lord the riches of Christ our Savior, that you and I may be freed from the sufferings that we bring to ourselves in giving in to our sins. Instead, discover the riches that Christ himself wishes to give, the blessings, the closeness to the Father, and the power of the Holy Spirit that he wants you to know and that can truly change your life. God bless you.